The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Veis. Omar of Kruspedoi, Omar of Yoichanan. Shloish Asfor Mivtochim Be Rosh Hashanah. There are three Sfor in Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishoim Gmurim, Vechad Shal Tzadikim Gmurim, Vechad Shal Binunim. Right? Tzadikim Gmurim Nichtovim, Nichtovim Lalter Lechaim. Rishoim Gmurim, Nichtovim, Nichtovim Lalter Lemisa, Binunim Kluim, Veomdim Rosh Hashanah, Dema Kippurim. Zochu, here doesn't say what, Zochu Nichtovim Lechaim. Loi zochu nechtovim lemisa. Omar Abovin, my crow, imochu misefer chaim vim tzadikim alikosevo. The posuk in Tehilim. Imochu misefer chaim vim tzadikim alikosevo. Imochu misefer, ze sefer mshaleshoim, shereshoim gmurim, chaim ze sim shaltzadikim, vim tzadikim alikosevo, ze sefer mshalbeinonim. So the Rishonim already asked Akasha, when you see Rishonim who live, and you have tzadikim who suffer. So what's the pshat? So we know one shita. One shita is the shita Saran. The Ran says, and that's Ramban also, that tzadikim doesn't mean tzadikim on absolute sense. It means tzadikim bedinam. Tzadikim legabe dedin. That is their shita. Toises shita here says, in nechtom latal misa, says Toises, v'koze dekor yoch agabe reshoi misa v'gabe tzadikim chayim keloimar lechaye ha'oylam haba. The din is a din of oylam haba. And the question is, first of all, what does it mean, a din of Olam Haba? L'chayra every year, what's the purpose? That's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban in Sefer HaGmul asks, what's the purpose of being down a person every year l'chayra Olam Haba? That's enough chayra misa. I mean, he could change all the time. So what's the purpose of doing that? And then you go something interesting. You have three svarim. Sifrim Shal Tzadikim, Sifrim Shal Rishoyim, and Sifrim Shal Beinonim. But l'chayra, the Sifrim Shal Beinonim is only some kind of a temporary sefer. Because it doesn't say that you would nichtav shirusa beinonim. It says sefer shel chaim reshoim gemurim. Says three svarim. One reshtadikim and nichtav lemchaim, and reshoim and nichtovim and nichtovim la'atal misa. And the beinonim are tluim veomdim. So what's sifrom shel beinonim? You heard that tluim veomdim. There's no ksiv on beinonim. Okay. So that's the question. And first, why need two svarim? Why can't you write Misa and Chaim in the same sefer? Shloisha svarim niftochim. Why need three svarim? So the kasha is, why need three svarim? What's the sefer of Shel Beinonim doing here? Lechoyer, there's no even ksiv on Shel Beinonim. It says tluim veomdim. And what does it mean, lechayo ilam haba? The Goyen Shulchan Aruch paskens the following. Says the Ramo in Siman Taf Kuf Pei Beis. The Ramo says, v'nohagim shekol echad umel chaveru leshon atoy v'tikosef. Magen Avraham argues, tell us a second, you can't assume the person is a Rasha or a person is a Beinoni, you assume that he's a Tzaddik. So you should say, L'shon ha-toy v'tikosev v'sichosev, because Tzaddikim gburim v'nichtovim v'nichtomim le'alter l'chaim. So the Magen Avraham says you should say, tikosev, L'shon ha-toy v'tikosev v'sichosev, not just tikosev. Shitas Agoin, the Goin says like this. First of all, says the Goin, we pasken chayo elam ha, we pasken like Toises. Says the Goyim, why do we pass like this? Says the Goyim, because if you look at the Gemara is very, very easy to understand according to Tosfos. Because the Gemara says like this, the Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings first a braisa, the Tanya, Hakol nidoinim b'roshona v'gzardin shlem nechtom b'yom kippurim. It says, Hakol nidoinim b'roshona. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, one second, Hakol nidoinim b'roshona v'nechtom, we know that this is not true. Because Tzadik and Gmurim is Rosh Hashanah, Rishoyim Gmurim Rosh Hashanah. Only Beinonim are tluim veomdim. So how can you say Hakol Nidoinim Rosh Hashanah Gzim Shlevotav HaKiburim? Furthermore, the same Gemara brings another braisa. That Tare Tvua Shira Bokeri Oin Eskoidim HaPesach Doin L'Shovra. A person has a Tvua, some kind of grain, some kind of a harvest. That there is a problem that occurs. If it's before Pesach, you could assume that it was decreed in the previous Pesach. Le'achar HaPesach, if it's after Pesach, Nidoin Nehaba. It's probably something that happened in this Pesach. Adam Shira Bokeri Oines Koidim HaKippur. So it's like this. If somebody has Chas V'Shalom some kind of a sickness or some kind of a problem before Yom Kippur, Nidonim L'Shavar. You have to assume that this is a consequence of the previous Yom Kippurim. Le'achar Yom Kippurim Nidon Nehaba. After Yom Kippurim, you have to assume that this is a consequence of the latest Yom Kippur. Second, according to Tzadikim, is on Rosh Hashanah. So it's nothing to do with Yom Kippur. So says the Goyin, and we see in our tefillah, Rosh Hashanah Koseifu, B'yom Tzom Kippurim Mechaseimun. B'yom Tzom Kippurim, so if Rosh Hashanah Koseifu, B'yom Tzom Kippurim Mechaseimun, is only for Beinonim. For Tzadikim is Rosh Hashanah, and for Rishonim is Rosh Hashanah. So says the Goyen, for all of these reasons, Tosis is right. What the Gemara and the Kuspedoy, the Shloisha Sforim Niftochim, is only Legabe Olam Haba. Legabe Olam Haza, everybody goes from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. So the Gemara in the Zanmud Beis says Shloisha Sforim Niftochim and Tzadikim Gemurim and Rishoyim Gemurim. This we're talking about Chaya Olam Haba. לגבי חיי עולם הזה, דס גמור דפתי זין עמוד א', הכל נידוי נמי ראשונו, וגמר דין שלהם יום הכיפורים. That's what the Goyen says. Now says the, so the, so zog the Goyen, so why is the din done in such a lengthy process? Why can't it be done right away? Why is the din done in so many stages? So says the Goyen, what's the purpose of it? So zog the Goyen, says the Goyen, אלא דחיי עולם הזה, זה אשר זה Goyen, אלא דחיו אלוהים, חיו אלוהים הזה שווין בכל אדם. He's equal in every person. אלא דף על פי שנכתב, אם חויזר בעשר עשר בתשובה, if a person is חויזר בתשובה, during עשר עשר בתשובה, נקרא הגזר דין ונכתב נכתם ליום הכיפור לטובה. So then you'll be נכתב ונכתם ליום הכיפור לטובה. וזהו התועלת. So that's the purpose. Why you go from ראשון לתיום הכיפורים? וזה לשום לשוב בינתיים. That's the idea, that it allows you to do tshuva. You have the ability to rectify. That's why Chayu Olam Haza is a process. It's not true only in Rosh Hashanah. It goes, that's the problem. וזה שמבקשים חוסבינו, what's the פשט? וחוסבינו לחיים, לקור גזר דין וכתבינו לחיים. We ask הקדוש ברוך הוא, we should be written לחיים. In other words, that the whole process should be לחיים. And therefore, you say Lishon HaToyva Tikosev because you're talking about Chayu Olam Haza. So Zogt says the Goyen, we pass like the Ramo, that you don't say Lishon HaToyva Tikosev V'Sechosem, you say just Lishon HaToyva Tikosev, because indeed that's talking about Chayu Olam Haza, and Chayu Olam Haza is Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. And why do we have 10 days to allow Tshuva to change the Ksiv of Rosh Hashanah? Why Dafka Legabo Olam Haza that's true, not Legabo Olam Haba? Legabo Olam Haba Tzadikim V'Adishoyim, there's no such thing. Why the din of Yom of the Aser Semi Tshuva, this long process, Mash'enke, the din of Olam Haba, is immediate? Why is there such a difference between the two? If you want to give a sense of the Tshuva, to a chance of both. That's number one. Number two, the Goyen is Mashma here, that the only way to change it to affect the din is making Tshuva. He's doing Tshuva. That's what he says. אם חויזר בארץ ארץ בתשובה נקרא גזר הדין. מה זה אם חויזר? וזה שאומרו, דצו חזר סייב, שוב בינתיים מויכלם לוי. שוב, שתשובה. אבל זה פה שפשעת יסי, and that's לכוי ראשית הסרם במוסו. שית הסרם במיס, זה תשובה, this whole idea of רב קרוספדוי, or the Goyen's talking here about חי עולם הזה. Either one, only תשובה helps. Doing a mice, even though בינונים, לכוי ראשית, could say that every בינוני is 50-50, so why should you do one more mitzvah? But only helps tshuva. So in here is mashma also, even legabe chayi olam haze, only tshuva helps, nothing else. So the posh pshat is because the Loshon Yerushalmi, if you look at how our Girsas HaGemara is, shloisha sforim tochim im beinonim, it says, zochu nechtovim lechayim, loy zochu, doesn't say what it did. The Loshon Yerushalmi is different, sholem pikasyonem, he says, Omar of Kruspa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sholosh Pinkasiyot Hem, and he goes on that, and then he says, Beinunim, Kvarnita lemaser esemi tshuva shemeroshar lima kipurim, im osu tshuva, so that's a loshin, osu tshuva, nechtovim atzadikim, v'im lav nechtovim im arishoyim. So you need tshuva. The posh pshat you could say, why did you tshuva? Why don't you do one mitzvah more? Why can't you change it by doing one mitzvah more? And Koshkin, if Beinonim is 50-50, like his mashma Loshon HaRambam, do one mitzvah more. So then you're machri l'chaim. So he's shver on Olam Haza, and he's shver on the Gemara by also Olam Haba. Why Zochu is also tshuva? Now you could say, because the Sesame tshuva already belonged to the next year. It's Tav Shinayin Gimel. So it will not affect Tav Shinayin Beis. Tshuva goes l'mafreya, and therefore you could go back. So therefore, without tshuva, it won't help because it only reflected on the new accounting, like when you close the box. Now what you do is the next year. So that you could say the pshat nego. That's why you need tshuva, because tshuva affects the past. Ma'isim toivim is mikanu lahaba. The problem is that the Goyen is a steer on siman, if you say that, on siman tafresh base. In Siman Taf Resh Beis, the Ramo says, "Mikachim alevona motzei Yom Kippurim." You only make kiddush levona after Yom Kippur. Says the Goyin. Says what's the pshat? Kmo shekos abasechta sofrim. Why after Yom Kippur dafka? The dafka kishu mivusam ubesimcha, because you make kiddush levona only when you're perfumed and you are well dressed. Ubemedrash, and there's a medrash. Motzei Yom Kippurim bas kol yoytzes uimeres lech echol besimcha. There's a bas kol that comes out to motzei Yom Kippur saying that you should eat besimcha. So the avoida afterwards changes from ira into simcha. So they're going ve'ayikar ki yeshoimrim, but that's natural. The ikar is like the yeshoimrim, and he says what? Shetoiv lekadosh levona kodim Yom Kippurim. Should make the levona before Yom Kippur. Why? Kidei shemitzvah zu tachriya lekav zchus. That this mitzvah should be tachriya lekav zchus. One second. The Goyen just said the only tshuva helps. What means she mitzvah zu tachriya lekav zchus? I just said that if you do a mitzvah, it doesn't help. It's only for the next year. So if that's the case, so then why the Goyen says that you need tshuva, mitzvahs, one more mitzvah, they would add to it. So that's the question, the stiras are going, that's question number two. And the question number three is the tefillah. Zochreinu lechaim melech chofetz b'chaim v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim l'man ha'lekim chaim. Two questions. Number one, what's Zochreinu lechaim melech chofetz b'chaim v'chosveinu b'sefer ha'chaim have to do with Birkas Ovis? And why dafka here we say l'man ha'lekim chaim? Why don't say l'man ha'lekim chaim? When it says v'chsoiv lechaim toivim b'moidim, kol b'nei v'risecha l'man ha'lekim chaim, we don't say. So the lemancha is only by Ovis, and what's the kesher to these two Ovis? And the question is also by Gvuris. By Gvuris is the only place that we say, Michamoicha of Rachaman, Zeicha Ritzur of Lechaim Beracham. We don't mention Ksiva. Ksiva is only by Ovis, by Moidi, by Hoido, and by Sim Sholem. There's no Ksiva. Why there's no Ksiva? Why we say Javka Zochreinu Lechaim, Melchavet Lechaim? So to answer, the Zochreinu Lechaim, Rav Kurus Pedoi, the Chai Olam Habo and Chai Olam Haze, and the Stira by Tshuva Legabe the Goyin, I'd like to go into Safra Tznusa, the Goyin Safra Tznusa. The Goyin Safra Tznusa says the following. Says the Goyin in Amud Aleph, in Aleph Amud Aleph. Now, the Inyone, he says like this, Kmo shekosta b'sefer yitzira, bores oilomu b'sefer v'sefer v'sipur. The world was created b'sefer v'sefer v'sipur, in two books and a story. The Inyone shei svorim v'sipur, says the Goyin, what's the pshat, two svorim in the sefer? Ki b'dibur b'pam achad gaz b'chshavtoi. The dibur, in one way, is migilui legamrei. Aval b'sefer m'shnei peomim, the sefer has two stages. Echad k'shekoyse v'nizgale machshavto b'olam. First, there is a writing that you're megale your machshava. Aval adayin sosum ha'sefer, but it's only the writer is doing it. V'sheni k'shekoyrim ha'sefer as nizgale. Then there is a stage on the book that when you read it, that's when the reader has it. Aval b'dibur kolel shneihem b'pamachas. The dibur puts the two together. Vos metos. It means very simple. When you write a book, there is two stages. The writer writes the book, and he has his intention. And then there is a separate step when the reader reads the book. But the writing and the reading is never the same. There is always a break. One, your megale, the machshava, it's out there with your intent. And somebody else reads with his intent. But the intent is never the same. There's no connection between the reader and the writer, the nois and the mekavel. That's why there's two intents. In the writing, there is the intent of the writer, kavona sakoisef, and there is the intent of the reader's interpretation. We know that in us, in halacha, in lomdis, there's always the shaila, what criteria determines halacha even? The Rambam paskens something. And there is Akasha. And Rabbi Chaim gives a terutz. Sfek the Chazonish, one second, the Rabbi Chaim is giving a terutz to Akasha on the Rambam. The Rambam himself, the Kesevisha says, was asked by Chach Melonil, and he gives a different answer. So how can you say that the Rabbi Chaim asks the Akasha and gives a different terutz? But the answer is good for that. The Koisef for the Rambam meant something. We reading the Rambam means something else. Which one is Kovel Alocha? Chazonish says, you go to Kavonas HaKoisef. The Rambam says, no, it's always the word the reader's interpretation. A half deal by the American Constitution is the same thing. the framers of the Constitution, the fathers of the nation. They had one intent. When we read, we have our own interpretation. Do we go after their interpretation to try to understand what they meant or how I read it? There's always this break. So the sefer, there's always two. There is a sefer mitzad ha-koisev and there's sefer mitzad ha-koira. Dibur is different. Dibur, there's only dibur when there is somebody listening. Dibur is always the chibur between the speaker and the listener. That's why in Halach we have such a concept called shomea kyoine. What's pshat shomea kyoine? Because the shomea is part of the dibur. The dibur, what makes a dibur into a dibur is not only the speaker, it's the guy listening to it. It's mechaber the two together. This idea of dibur, and that's the sipur, so the going, that's be dibur misgala bepamachas. That's why by the dibur that's mechaber, that's why the Rav Utner always says, in Siman Hei, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says that the brocha of Roife Chol Basar, it relates to the physical, Elokai Neshama, the spiritual. Umafli Lasois, what's the pele, what's the miracle of Asiya? State in Ramah is the chibur between Gashmis and Ruchnius. The Roife Chol Basar, which is the physical, and the Elokai Neshama, which is spiritual, the chibur between the two is the miracle of creation. Rav Utner explains that where is that chibur is dibur. That's why dibur is always called haflo. Ilchos nedorim is called haflo ishki afli linder, because the mafli lasso is. The dibur is not only the chibur, the neshom, and the goof. The dibur is always mechaber, because the dibur can only be when there is a recipient. It's connecting the speaker to the listener. That's why the goin says b'dibur echad. So those are the two sforim. There is a sefer mitzad ha-koisev, and there is a sefer mitzad ha-koire. The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Anhoga, there are two Anhogas in the world. There is one Anhoga called Anhoga Mitzad, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Mitzidoi, Mitzad HaKoisev, and there is one Anhoga Mitzad HaKoira. That Anhoga is called Chochma and Bina. Bina is Meivin Dover B'Toich Dover, you are the one doing it, and that's Chesed and Din. Chesed, the Pshad, is that there is the potential of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're bottled to the Noisen, and there is one which is Mitzad Midas Adin, which is the mechitzas, which is the separation that you become. These two sforim, state and goin, in several places. The goin, the Lulavit Vayter, brings down the Yohel Or. And he says, the two sforim is connected to Torah Shebichsav. Because Torah Shebichsav, there is mitzadach noisen, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, like the Ramban says in the Akdamah to Chumash, kol ha-Torah kulev shmoitza shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So mitzadach koisev, Torah has a much higher level. Mitzadach koir is a story. So that is a separation between the two. And what is the dibur? The dibur is the one that's mechaber, the two sforim. That connects the sefer of the noise and sefer of the mekabel, says the goin, that is Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh allows you to mine and to understand and to go deeper into Torah Shebichsav to connect it, the sefer ha-koisev to the sefer ha-koire, the one that you're reading, to make it and to find the deeper meanings to take into the sefer of the koisev. That's what the goin says. The goin says, "Do yashmi torah shebichsav b'chinas sefer, and b'chinas ksav is torah shebal peh b'peh b'chinas sipur." The Rabbi Yoel Or says, "Shloish hasforim derei sefer esira, sefer de chochma hu shenitzar b'sefer ha-koisev b'achshav toviu ha-ksav, v'das ha-sipur." And he says, Beferush, Sefer Ilo and Sefer Tato, Ksav Vedibur. And the Pshat is because the Dibur is Mechaber, the two sforim. That's why the people who are Keneged to Rosh Baal Peh, what's the Keneged Zef to Rosh Baal Peh? Is Yovan. Yovan, state already in Raya Mehemna, they are the ones of Ramoiti Shemra, and they say, Lo Matzati Lebisch Bitcha Besulim. Says the Raya Mehemna, that's Keneged the Yevonim. That the Yevonim says that Luchos Shniyos are not like Luchos Rishonos. Luchos Rishonos is Maaseh Elokim. There was no separation between the Koisev and the Mekabel. And he said, Michta, Michta, Velokimu. Luchos Shniyos is Mitzad HaMekabel, Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksov Lecho. So he says, one is different than the other. And the truth is, the Yevonim tried to separate the two because they were against Torah Shebal Peh. But our avoid is Ksov Lecho, is Advoim Shekosavti ala Luchos, Harishonim, Ksov Lecha. Es advorim asher hayu ala lichois arishoyim asher kasafti. Our avoid is to write, to read it in our ways what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. And that's only possible to Rosh Hashanah Baal Peh, because then you could connect the two. Says the Goyin, this idea is very much why, says in the Goyin, a little bit weiter, the Goyin says in Daf Ein Aleph Amud Gimel, that in his Likud, that the two Sforim is keneged the two Luchis. And the Dibur is the Seres HaDibur the Yoser Beyachad. Why is keneged the two Diburs, the two Divris? Because one of them is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Luchis has been Odom Lamokim, which is Megale Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's Mitzad HaKoysev. The other Sefer is Mitzad Odom, that's why it's been Odom LaChaveru, that's Megale what Odom is, it's always the Kovad Odom. So it comes out that the two Sforim is the two Anhogas. There is one Anhogas Mitzad HaKoysev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center. He is the center, and he's the compass. And the other one is Mitzad HaKoyre, that Odom is the center. The self-centered, where is the Anhoga? One is Anhoga Mitzad HaChesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Noisen, and his Anhoga is that he is the one. And the other one is Mitzad HaMekabel, that the Mekabel is the center. That's Mitzad Midas Adin, which the Mekabel takes it. The separation between those two Anhogas, L'Choyre, is by the Kitur Galevona. There is the Noisen, which is the Shemesh, and the Areach, which is the Mekabel. And they, what did the Levona say? You can't have the two bekeser echad. So in other words, we can't have the Kodesh Boch is the center. We need shnei ksorim, shnei melochim. We have two books. There are two self-centers. One is the areach, one is the shemesh. The avoida is to be mechaber the two. Or to go ahead and to realize that the sefer, which is the one, is the sefer hakonoisim. The two sforim on Rosh Hashanah is this. The Sifrim Shul Tzadikim is the Sefer, that what is a Tzadik? That all our lives are based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is the center. That He's, all of our Avoida is not Mitzad, the reader, but Mitzad, the writer. Our Avoida is to be bottle for the Kavonas HaKoysev, not the Kavonas HaRoya. Because He is the center, not us. The Sifrim Shul Rishoyim is that the center is the Koyre, is the reader. The reader is the one that determines. The reader is the one that separates. That is the Bitul Halevon, and that's Sifrim Shel Rishoyim. The Goyin state like this. What's the pshat that we need in Olam Haba? The Din of Rosh Hashanah is what state in the Maimar HaChochma. The Din of Rosh Hashanah is not what happens to you, is who you are, where you belong, where your Anhoga is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Man HaGoylomo in two Anhogas. One Anhoga is the Sefer Mitzad HaKoysev, and the other one is the Sefer Mitzad HaKoyra. Where are you? Are you the Tzadikim, the Pshad, is that your life, the center is the Koysev, is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is a life that the center is the reader, which is you? There is a life of our Tzadik, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the center, and there's a life of a Rosh that you are the center. Those are the two Anhogas. The Beinonim, so the Din of Rosh Hashanah, and the Lashon says the same idea, is not what you're going to get. The Din of Rosh Hashanah is who are you? That's why Tzadikim Gemurim is the Pshat, is that our Anhog, our lives, He is the center. It's Kavonas HaKoysev. Rishoyim is that you could have a life, but you is Kavonas Mitzad HaKoyrem. It doesn't matter what you do. It's the matter how you approach it. Like Richard Dawkins, how they always said, that life people have a selfish gene. So in the end, they work for themselves. It says religious people, they also work for themselves. The difference is because they want to get, or like the Muslims, they want to die because they want to get Olam Haba with 70 virgins. But it's for themselves. It's legar mayu avdi. A tzaddik is the one that is kol kuli mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he wants to be in the Sifrim Shel Tzadikim, where it's kavonas hakoysev, not kavonas hakoyre. What are Beinonim? Beinonim are the ones who are sometimes mitzad hakoysev and sometimes mitzad hakoyre. They are poiseach al shtei seifim. The idea is that they need to be mechaber the two sforim together. Sifrim Shel Beinonim shteit migoyin is which one? Is the two sforim are keneged the maskala, the keneged the scale, the two plates in the scale. You have one Anhoga and a second Anhoga. The Sifrim Shel Beinonim is that scale that is machriya between the two. So the Beinonim Shari is that they have two Anhogas. They live in two worlds. The idea of Aseres HaBeitshuva is to decide which book is machriya. You are putting it all together. The Sipur is mechaber the Sefer HaNoise to the Sefer HaMekabel. That is the Rachman, that you could be mechaber the two together. But you have to make it one dominant. the domination is by doing tshuva. By doing tshuva, the pshat is you take all what you did and you say, what that sefer? I want to be part there. It's tosh of hey, I want to be part of the sefer HaKosev. I don't want to be. So therefore, doing another mitzvah, it won't help you. The only thing is doing tshuva. That's why the goyim, the Rambam says also, that's Rosh Yerushalmi, also tshuva. That is the din of Olam Haba. Is what anhaga. Now, what will happen given that anhaga, which is Chaya Olam Hazeh, that goes from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, is a process of the din. And the reason why is that is because Rosh Hashanah is Midas Adin, like the David Kronglas explains in Chochmah Musa, because the Ramban says Rosh Hashanah is Chesed, is Din b'Chesed. Is Din, but there is Chesed mixed to it, Din b'Rachamim. Yom Kippurim is the opposite, is Rachamim b'Din. Is Rachamim, but is Din. In other words, Rachamim tempered with Din. The question is, which one is the Koveya? So Rosh Hashanah, the Loshon HaRamban, Rosh Hashanah is B'midas HaDin U'mane Goylomoy, and Yom HaKippurim is Berachamim. That's why Rosh Hashanah is Yom Din Berachamim, and Yom HaKippurim is Yom Rachamim B'din. So the Anhoga Sa'odom, there is that Anhoga that happens to you, that this Din Berachamim, Rachamim B'din, and it's a process. And you could have tshuva in those days to be able, that's all Midas HaRachamim, that allows you to work with it, to take Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim, but the two of them together create your anhog of life. So Emil Oilam Hazeh, which is not what you are, but what gets to you, it's a process. You get some things which are din berachamim, some of rachamim bedin, because betchil olam bedai to livru b'das adin. So whatever is zoichem or bedin is better. And that gives you a chance to do tshuva, that even the din of Rosh Hashanah can be changed. So Mimela, you could say in two aspects to it. So we ask the Stiras HaGoyim, can you do mitzvahs or not? So you could say like this, who you are, you have to do tshuva. And that's the din of Olam Haba. Which sefer do you belong to? And the idea is who you are, zochu olo zochu, and only tshuva helps, because tshuva tells you which kaf is machriya. But legabe Olam Hazeh, there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you in Olam Hazeh every single thing, midah keneged midah, for what you did. So you get paid to what you did. So mitzvahs will add you good things, but you're still going to be punished for the bad things. So you need tshuva for the past things, and you need to do mitzvahs to get more good things. So in other words, perhaps you could say that the going means that you need both. To be mesaken, and because Olam Hazeh, what you get paid for everything you do. So you have to get more good things. So in a chinam you could do good things, but adding good things will not change what you did bad. Because there is no such a thing as binary. It's not binary. Binary is only who you are. That's why the Gemara Barav Kruspedoy, which is binary, Zochu or Loi Zochu, that's only who you are. What you get for everything. So, says the Goyen, then you do mitzvahs, in Achram you get more things. But in Achram you have an accountability from before, getting more things will not erase, and you get paid for everything you do. Therefore you need on that tshuva. But you could say that even legabe Olam Haba, maybe the going means to say even deeper. Maybe even legabe Olam Haba, it helps the idea of Kiddush Levona. Because the good Loshon HaGoyen is, u'mitzvah zu tachriya lekaschus. Why is Davka mitzvah zu tachril kaschus? It could be because we said that the Chayo Olam Haba is binary, zochu lo zochu. The question is, are you in Sifrim Shel Tzadikim or Sifrim Shel Reshoim? Are you the center or in the compass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is the center and the compass yourself? Chazal always say, the Reshoim, Hem Omdim Al Eloheim, they stand on God. They are the ones who kibiyochol are riding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Zohol is Zohu. So you need tshuva to be machriya, to say where you want to be, which of the box, when you have the tools for him, and you want to know which one is machriya, tshuva only helps. But could be that there is one mitzvah that achieves the same thing, it's Kiddush Levona. What is Kiddush Levona? Kiddush Levona is the Kiddush HaLevona and the Bakoshas of Tikkun HaYireach. V'yoyra Levona, k'yoyra Chama, k'moshi v'shemes bereishis. All the idea of Kiddush Levona is to be mesaken the chet HaYireach of Ein Shnei Melochim Yichoyim Mishtamesh Bekeser Echod. If you do that, that is the same Tikkun of Tshuva, that you say that the Mekabel doesn't want to be alone, he wants to be Mishtamesh in the Keser of the Noisen. That is enough for it. Torah. So mitzvah zut, achrei al kaskus, perhaps only this mitzvah. This mitzvah means that you want to be in the Sefer HaKoysev, not the Sefer HaKoyre. That's why by Kiddush Levona, we mentioned David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, because that Levona, like Chazal always said in Morning Sanhedrin, that the word said, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, was the word, was the secret code for Kiddush HaLevona, because the Levona, the Tikkun HaLevona, is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, which is Lesli Migarma Klum. So Mimela, you could say Givaldik Shtet in the Maimar HaChochma. The first two as chorus, the first one says Zochreinu Lechaim, doesn't say L'chaim Toivim. It says after, Zuchsoiv L'chaim Toivim Kol B'nei V'Secha, by Moedim, by Hoidoa. It says by Sim Sholem, B'Sefer Chaim, Brocha, V'Sholem. So there it says only Chaim, doesn't say Chaim Toivim. So Shtet in Maimar Chochma, because the first two Zechiras, by Ovis and Gvuras, is connected what safer you are. It's not what you get, but who you are. What we call the Chai Olam Haba, in what book do you want to be? What, once you are in the book Shal Tzadikim, you want that there should be written good things. The same thing as the Goyen. And those are the Moedim and the Sim Sholem. Shtetner and the Maimar HaChochma, the Loshen is, Ha'odam nidon t'chil al pi ma'isef. The first din is Limonos b'Tzadikim u b'Reshoim. First, where is he? Is he in the book of Tzadikim or the book of Reshoim? וזה הנקרא ממש, the Sefer של רשום של צדיקים, נקרא ספר החיים וספר המיסים. The two sforim, you could have a life written the Sefer החיים, which is צדיקים, and we said that מצד הכויסף, and there is the Sefer המיסים, which is disconnected from the צורס החיים, which is מצד הכויסף. מצד הקוירה, דהיינו, נקווה בין הצדיקים הוא הנכתב בספר החיים. If you want to be with the צדיקים, you are written the ספר החיים. ואני איתכה הוא הנכתב בספר המעשים. And בינוני נגמר עד יום הכיפורים, וזה מספר לא זוכרנו לחיים. So זוכרנו לחיים is what safer should be written. לחיים טובים is that in the ספר החיים should be good things. But that's what is going to be written. That's Olam Hazeh. Here is what safer you want to be written. Mimela is Mamesh Givaldik. If you want to know who is the paradigm of somebody who was not self-centered, that the center was Bitzad HaKoisev, not Bitzad HaNoisim, is the Ovis. The Ovis are called the Merkova. What's made the Merkova? They didn't have a Mitzius B'fnei Atzmo. Their Mitzius was Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called himself on their name, Eloiki Avrom, Eloiki Yitzchok, Eloiki Yaakov. Because they had no self-centered Mitzius. Their Mitzius was a Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All Birkas Ovis is showing that the Ovis were Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eloiki Avrom, Eloiki Yitzchok, Eloiki Yaakov. The Brocha continues that we want to be part of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the self-centered. That's why we may go Livnev Neim L'man Shmoy Be'ava. So we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be like the Ovis. Zochreinu L'chaim V'chosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. We want to be written the Sefer HaChaim, which is the Sefer Mitzad HaKoisev, not Mitzad HaNoisev, like the Ovis. And why do we want that? Because we want lemancha Elohim Chaim. We want our lives to be on your sake. So the pshat is, the Zochreinu L'chaim is the Ovis, because the Sefer HaChaim, which is a Sefer Mitzad HaKoisev, is what the Ovis were all about. And we want to be like them. And how? Zochreinu L'chaim Melech Chofetz B'chaim V'chosveinu B'Sefer HaChaim. Write us in the Sefer HaChaim. What means Sefer HaChaim? The Sefer, not Mitzad HaKoire, means Mitzad HaKoisev. Why? Lemancha Elohim Chaim, because our lives are lemancha. And lemancha is what the Ovis are all about. Mimila Gvuris. That Gvuris is mitzad the Sifra Shere Shoim, Yitzchok. We know that Yitzchok is connected to Midah Sadin, which is the idea of self-center. When there is a Midah Sadin, there is a separation, and that's mitzad Midah Sadin. But we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even if we are Beinonim, that we esteem Sifra Shere Shoim, realize that Yitzchok is the tikkun of that. Because as much as self-centered we are ready to give ourselves to you. So even if we live a life mitzad hakoisev, but in essence, even if we live a life mitzad hakoire, not mitzad hakoisev, mitzad hakoire is also bottled to the koisev. That's Yitzchok. That's why you say, Mechamoicha of Arachaman is not koisev, because this is the people who are poseach on the Sifrim Shereshoim, Midas Yitzchok. But we say zoicher itzurav, remember that in the our deeper understanding, our deeper zikoret, our deeper consciousness, we belong to you. Michamoicha ov arachamim, zoicher itzurav lechaim berachamim. You don't have to write, you have to be zoicher with midas arachamim, which is connecting the two, that even if we are posech on that sefer mitzad akoyre, we are bottled to tzad noise. That's why it's michamoicha. Michamoicha is the idea that we say, by tchias amesim, ve'ein doy melechol tchias amesim. Micha moicha is who is like you. In other words, it's only you, because there's tchias amesim. What's tchias amesim? Means something which is dead. You rescue lechaim, rescuing something lechaim. Even though we are sifrim shereshoyim, sifrim shemesim, poseach hashasifim, we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, remember that in essence, in our deep consciousness, even we our self-centered, is all bottled to you because we're ready to die for you. So that by Midas Yitzchok, we say that not only Sefer, the biggest always is that we want to belong in the Sefer HaKoisev, but even if we are in the Sefer HaKoyre, the Sefer HaKoyre, remember Yitzchok, that in our remembering, in the deep consciousness, we are bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Mamish Tchias Amesim. We take something which is a mace, Sifram Shel Mesim, and we are Mechaye to Chaim, because the Bechina Zchira, even the Sifram Shel Mesim, is really Sifram Shel Chaim. And that's our Avoid Rosh Hashanah. Our Avoid Rosh Hashanah is put in perspective what life we want to carry. Do we want to be in the Sifram Shel Shoyim, in the Sifram Shel Tzadikim? The Avoid of what we get, Parnos and etc., what's going to be written in the book, that's from Asaros. This is the Yom Shibirosh and Kippurim. Kol nichtoim roshana, ve'gdvar dir shalem nichtoim roshana and Kippurim. What we want to know is whatever we live, what life we want to have. That's zochu veloy zochu, and that's Rav Kruspedoy. Do we want to live an hoga of the sifrim shir tzadikim or chas v'shom shishim shir shoyim? And the avoida is that's why davka roshana is the yom adin. Where are we going to be? What's the avoida sayoyim? Is bichmas amalchus. What's bichmas amalchus? That we are nothing. Rabbi Yoshe Ber says in the pasuk, we know that one of the pesukim malchus is Ko Amar Hashem Melech Israel v'Goyaloi Ani Rishon v'Niachurin Baladayin Elokim. So we know that's pasuk malchus. So everybody, the Rishonim would ask, how can you use this pasuk? The Gemara says that if you say Melech Israel, it's not enough. In other words, a qualified malchus is not malchus. You have to mention, because the Gemara says that any pasuk that says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is only melech al Yisrael is excluding him from being a melech al kol olam. So he amemayet the malchus and he not yoitze the pasuk of malchus. So how can the pasuk melech Yisrael v'gayalo count for pasuk of malchus? So Rabbi Yoshe Ber says it's a mistake. The malchus is not melech Yisrael. The Malchus is Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron v'Baladayin Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm the beginning, I'm the end. That's it, there's nothing else. That is Malchus. Malchus is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzad ha-koisef. The koire means nothing. The koire is bottled to the koisef. Ani Rishon v'Ani Achron v'Baladayin Elokim. There is nothing else. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the beginning and the end. This is the avoida. The avoida of Malchus is the pshat, is that the Eved is bottled to the Melech. The avoida is to be zoiche to see from Shul Tzadikim. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is to actualize and to live and to experience a life of the Sifrim Shel Tzadikim and Asifra Shel Shoyim. And therefore, our avoida on that day, which is the Brias Ha'olam, is that we want anhoga in that world of Sifrim Shel Tzadikim and not Chas V'Sholom anhoga Sifrim Shel Shoyim. Should have good Kizut Kibesh Diyot.